Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Former President Bill Clinton recently spoke with governors from New York and California about the need for a national contact tracing corps.
We need tracing agents in the hundreds and hundreds of people, right? You take the test and then you trace back all the contacts. It's never been done on this scale before. This is an army of tracers. They're basically investigators. We will do that the best we can with this seven-state consortium. But it could have been done from the federal government on a much tighter, more efficient basis.
You know, I agree with you on this. This contact tracing is very important, and it could enable our entire country for the first time to have a real public health system, a real public health core. And I've thought about it in a lot of different ways. Could we make this a part of AmeriCorps and encourage people to come and do this work and earn some credits to go to college, for example? Is there some other way we could do it? But I know that my friend, whom you know well, Paul Farmer, is heading up a program for Massachusetts now to try to get a state contact tracing corps. Do you think maybe you could get the governors to ask the Congress to fund that as a part of all this money they're giving you? Or maybe it's legal now to spend some of the money, but we need a national corps of healthy people who are properly trained to go out and do this contact tracing.
State health agencies are already hiring contact tracers nationwide. They're hiring inexperienced laypeople who lost their jobs during the CCP virus shutdown.
Governor Baker invited us to be part of a consortium and to offer some of the insights and experience we've had in other countries in hiring and training a group, really a whole cadre of community health workers or contact tracers, rather. I can't help but say community health workers. And they would be virtually trained. They are being virtually trained and deployed right now. What we would do with this is that this virtual group of contact tracers would contact anybody who has tested positive to learn about their recent activities, who they may have been in contact with. We had something like 7,000 people, 9,000 people apply within the first couple of days to be contact tracers so that we can actually use people who are out of place, out of work rather, who can be trained, even lay people, to do this work. It felt like a good thing for the economy also.
Well, one of the things that you have to be able to do is to track people who are positive. Should we have a contact tracer corps, even if we call it something more elegant? Should we really build the first public health network we've ever really built in this country around this issue?
I think the answer is absolutely yes, and that's just going to require an army of folks.
California and New York, under the guidance of the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, are following the globalist script of the World Health Organization.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
There's a very simple equation. I'm talking about math today, but I'm talking about political, spiritual, economic math. You're going to get 2 billion people starving to death and giant civil wars in the next 10 years if this depression continues. That's what the numbers show, about 2 billion. And that'll always spill over, and India and Pakistan will have a nuclear war. That's where it'll start. now. If they just throttle this back and forth, they'll get about 30, 40 million dead this year. Now, you add that, the COVID numbers doesn't even add up, does it? So, next time somebody's got their mask on, doing their little virtue signaling dance in front of you at some store, when the Texas governor said you don't have to wear the damn mask, just say, you're a baby killer! Millions are starving to death, you Nazi! That's what you tell them!
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally cellular level understanding. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
A frontal assault on the lives of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Always the frontal assault. Everybody else creeps around. That's not what we do. Man, I'm not at liberty yet to tell everybody about the latest developments. Forgot to put my watch on today. But you judge a man by his enemies. And the way these criminals shot their mouths off and things they did are just incredible crimes. And if these supposed high and mighty people at the Clinton Foundation and the Soros Group don't know people are leaking stuff and giving us documents, if they don't know that when they really make moves like this, after they did this to Flynn and Stone, everybody else, that the world isn't pissed and their own people have had enough of them. What do you think once you sprung the lockdown and the checkpoints and the forced inoculations, you're going to have everyone turn against you? And you don't have your robots in force yet to cut the humans out of the equation. You don't have your protection units yet to be able to make humans obsolete. We've got the jump on you. And that's what's really amazing is God is in charge. God is in command. And I've just got to give it all to God. And I know you got to give it all to God. And I don't want to be cryptic here. Let me do this. Again, I'm sitting here last night and this morning getting ready for this broadcast. And I am looking at what's happening. And it is just unbelievably insane. David Beasley is the head of the World Food Program, and he says 130 plus million people are set to starve to death. And when he says that, it gets almost no coverage because of the lockdown. It's not COVID virus causes 130 million to be at the edge of starvation, millions starving to death a month. That means dying. You talk about famine. You talk about pestilence. He comes out and talks about that, and it gets almost no coverage. Where is the president? The president should have this guy talk about checkmating the WHO. He should have, oh, the WHO is bad, but oh, you're good. Oh, you see everybody starving to death. Oh, yeah, COVID, we have to. Oh, really? To save a 500,000, we got to kill 20 million, 30 million, 40 million? See, that's the thing about triaging stuff. Like, you could say, I'm going to get that heart surgery I need, but I'm not going to feed my grandchildren. No, you wouldn't get the heart surgery. You'd feed your grandchildren. That's what this world's all about, ladies and gentlemen. But the selfishness of wearing the mask and getting into it and being a drama queen. Oh, you're good. You wore your mask. It's all dog training. Oh, and then there's this one. Can we pull this up for TV viewers? I'll show a color version of this. You can't really see it in black and white. China implements social distancing hats for elementary students. And they wear like 2-foot dowels on the sides of their heads to bump into people and to keep them away from each other. And you can't really see it in the black and white. You see it, but not as... Wait till you see the color when we pull it up. That's... Look at that. That's the Communist Party says, dress up like a clown and show you're submitting to this, because what you're really going to submit to is a vaccine and a tracker chip. But right now it's wear a mask. Oh, I don't wear this mask anymore. All I get's the new chip. Oh, all I do is take the vaccine, and I'll have finally on my phone that I'm safe and I'm good and I'm not a suspect. And then the whole thing is a giant rollout, and every mental patient and every weirdo is getting off on this thing, but you're raping them. It's like universities say don't get 6 feet from people, and, you know, don't have speech and don't clap because it sensorily hurts. It's all about just being basket cases, so you're not productive, so human industry and civilization breaks down, and everybody starves to death. And people go, man, that's a nightmare vision, Jones. You've got a sick brain. No, I never thought of any of this. Thought of other stuff. A lot of really beautiful things. I'm not thinking about this stuff. I didn't come up with any of this stuff. They write big articles. They have like one yesterday going, Jones is an incredibly dark poet. He could beat Stephen King if he wasn't such a con man to sell protein powder. You know, he the stuff he comes up with is just so nightmarish. And he's like the new H.P. Lovecraft. I didn't come up with any of it. Zero! 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 You came up with it, you psychotics that built this thing. And that's the Stockholm Syndrome of the left. I mean their poetry is about aborting babies and death and destruction and just insane. And then they look at me and say, this guy says we're bad. We just want a social distance to save human lives, even though the leader of your group, Bill Gates, says he wants to depopulate the planet and kill all the old people. And publicly, his dad ran Planned Parenthood, and he's a eugenicist. And it's like you're not listening. Let me just say it this way. And it's the prodigal son. He runs off with a family inheritance. His dad gives it to him. He comes back a decade later. He's the second born. He only got part of the inheritance. And the firstborn is running everything great. And he comes in. He says, why are you throwing a party and killing the best calf for my brother when he's a loser? And he's been gone 10 years and ran off with his inheritance, and I've been here and been available. The dad goes, I love you 5,000 times more. Can you imagine the party I threw if you run off and come back? We got to make him feel good for what he's done, dumbass. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine? I'm not here. This is not for people that are already awake. This is for people that aren't. They are the ones that matter. Because the globalists are going to organize them into paramilitary armies against us and are admitting it. Bill Clinton's foundation is running a brown shirt group, community organizing, giving law enforcement medical power, emergency eugenics power to an army of tracers. To have access via big tech to everything on your phone. They've dumbed the masses down. Now they're going to turn loose an army of them. You could not come up with a bigger, more nightmarish scenario if you tried. Army of medical brown shirts being created on a national level. And that scary headline doesn't even do it justice. So let me do this. It is a, let me explain why they want to shut this show down. Okay. Trump knows this. The Defense Intelligence Agency knows this. Large sections of other agencies that aren't suicidal maniacs and want a pro-human future understand now, okay, globalism is really bad. It's as bad as we heard. My job is to decompartmentalize. the top, Trump knows all this stuff now. But he doesn't have a way to go into the generals and those under him and go, by the way, it's a planetary extermination plan, and they're going to incrementally roll it out, and it's a post-human carbon tax algorithm AI system, because they're not ready. Our job is to, quote, radicalize the military, the police, the general public, with stuff that sounds completely outlandish and crazy, because it's true. So that Trump can then do this. Trump up front tried to say this is a hoax. This virus isn't a big deal. Let's not lock things down. The public got into it. The blue states, the blue cities had too much power. And so Trump was unable just to get us to take it and say, hey, we've always had pandemics. Yeah, it'll kill 100,000 people, a million, whatever. We can't shut down the economy. That'll kill even more. Trump knew all this. I didn't tell him that. They just asked, how am I inside their heads? Well, we're simpatico. And so that's where we are, is I can say the things Trump can't tell you. And that's my job. And I do say that with extreme pleasure. Because there's a big debt to be paid. And I will pay it. When we come back, I'm going to hit the rest of the story. How to stop these people. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
As he went along his way, when all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. Were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel.
You gotta be tricks of us, what are you doing?
Their horns are black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that bird, but they ain't caught him yet.
Never will.
Cause you gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear the cry.
You gotta go find a song. I want to hear what they actually cried. I didn't even play that song. I was listening to it. I want to go sit out on the back porch somewhere and drink some beer and just listen to music like that instead of this. You know, this would be so easy to beat, and I don't want to let folks down here because I did a lot of preparation for this show. I look at all this news, and there's just an apocalyptic atmosphere to it. There's no other way. Like, I've been on air an hour and 22 minutes, and I haven't plugged, even though if we don't plug, we go bankrupt one time, because it's just, there's like the feeling like it's Colonel Travis the Alamo, like sending letters out for help. He's not sending letters out for money. I mean, but, and I think we'll hold on a while longer, folks, but I want everybody to understand something. We're not in the regular season here. This is sudden death overtime. Super Bowl. This is everything right now. And I said this yesterday at the start of the show. I'm not choking. I know you're not choking. But the fact that it's all confirmed, as bad as we thought and worse, is a shocking thing. But I'll tell you the good news. And that's really what I've got for you here today. And I sat here for like an hour before I went on air. I said, what do I lead with? Because the lead is what people care about, what they remember. And is the lead that they're openly trying to make me bow to them? Is the lead that the virus is man-made and comes out of Wuhan. They admit that now, and Fauci's involved. Is the lead that they're creating brown shirt groups that are going to go around and forcibly inoculate people? Is the lead $135 million people set to starve to death this year? The UN says because of COVID. No, because of the shutdown. What is the number one story? And you know what? It is that. All other stories are dwarfs. Not Alex Jones facing down the barrel of a gun. Not Americans that have been living in the lap of luxury for decades, all spoiled, bitching that, you know, we might lose our house, even though it's bad enough. How about your child is begging for food and the bones are sticking out of their side because you worked at a farm that delivered food to Europe or flowers that were grown for Europe. It's one of the biggest industries. Or you worked at a mine and it's closed now and there is no food. And when there's no food, you're out in the middle of a town. There's men with machine guns at the food commissary, but they never list your child as starving. They always die of a cold or a flu because they didn't get any food. Those are real people dying. And I just can't sit here with my big screen TV and my American muscle car and my hot wife and my kids and everything else. Like, oh, that's just some Africans, you know. They pissed me off bringing them into America. And, you know, you can get rid of them anyways. See, that's how the seduction works. Do I want a bunch of Africans brought in as weapons and brainwashed and put on the dole and taught to vote against me and take my guns? No. No. But they're... There are slaves. They're being used against me. I still value them as a person, and I know that we're killing them. But I'm a slave too, aren't I? A slave to fear. Unless I say, I will not submit to you. And it's that idea, that spark that threatens the globalist. So when we come back, I'm gonna load myself up like a guy getting in a cannon or a man putting his head in the tiger's mouth. And I'm going to do my best. Because we should all be choking right now. We've sat back and allowed evil to run completely rampant over everybody. And we thought that somehow it wasn't going to affect us. I knew it wasn't going to affect me at a subconscious level, being a wimp, but I knew it, you knew it, we all knew it. But now, man, we're staring into the headlights of something that's going to run our ass over. And all I'm saying is, I know you're tough. I know most of you aren't scared. You just never had a clear target. And so now we kind of reach that point of asking, what do we do? You know, instead of getting up here and always telling you what's going on and what's happening, 99% of the time, and I might spend 1% of the time telling you what I think you ought to do. I love taking your calls to see what you think we ought to do. This is just such a big deal. It's kind of like reading a manual on heart surgery, but then you got to do it, and you got to actually cut somebody open and do it. I know none of us want to do this, but the heart stopped, and it's like the first cesarean they did. We have the term cesarean from the son of Cleopatra with Mark Antony. And the baby wouldn't come out. And they'd done the surgery before, but it was known as a cesarean because it was experimental and it was successful. And nobody wanted to do a cesarean. But you got to do it. Or you fold. Again, I can't take their money. These people are scum. They stink. I can't even be around them. But then that's not enough. It's not enough to just not take the money. You got to do the cesarean. You got to do it. Doesn't mean you got all the answers. Doesn't mean you're even a doctor. But metaphysically, you got to try. That's what we're going to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never would deliver their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
States of America. Well, if I represented anything,
It's the United States of America and Texas. I'm a throwback. The last line of defense. And so are you. But think twice.
But think twice.
That's my only advice.
That's my only advice.
To Bill Gates, who do you think you are?
Come on now, who do you, who do you, who do you, who do you think you are?
Bless your soul. You really think you're in control?
You're in control.
You're not controlling nothing.
Well,
young. Let me just try to quantify this in a scientific way as best I can. The decision was made ...2,300 years ago in Greece to establish a order, a plutocracy, that would keep the general public away from knowledge and empower the establishment. And then everything else you've seen from that has been an extension. And you ask, why do the communist Chinese go along with that and others? Because it's the same mindset of these elitists. They want to secure their power, they want to expand it, and they want to block other upstart groups that would challenge that power, which then kills innovation and kills the human spirit. Then, after the Black Plague, 500 years ago, Europe loses about 40% of its population. The old corrupt establishments get devastated. Christians, real Christians, are able to get a hold and say, we believe in a human future and a future of the individual, and the first private businesses are established. And the printing press, the Gutenberg press, is invented. And from that point, 500 years ago until now, it was an empowering force. But you're seeing the authoritarian attempt to take control of that now. And so I want to be very, very careful here with everybody. If we do not stand up for the hundreds of millions of people that will starve to death in the next year to 2 years, if we do not stop the lockdown and just gut up and face what's happened, and if we allow the design collapse of civilization, the post-industrial world that the United Nations and the Rockefellers and Bill and Melinda Gates admit is their plan, from a selfish perspective, you will be reduced from your hoity-toity rich Western society to third world in a kind of purgatory while the third world is exterminated. And then you will then move from that middle position to the starvation position very quickly. And this is all part of organizing and glamorizing forced inoculations and COVID-19 lockdowns and austerity, and now we're all heroes. But all the math says the opposite. All the models were fake. 50 at the top times off. The bottom, 15 times off. They said 5 million dead. 2 million dead. All this crap. And again, within that is the paradox. People go, well, wait a minute, Alex. You're saying this is a man-made bioweapon. You're saying it's a chimera. It's a damn chimera because it has to be original and new and not organic. It's a corporate patented alien. Just like everything the first big pharma did with the Rockefellers 150 years ago was to take natural botanicals and make them a drug and then ban the sale of botanicals through apothecaries. They used to call pharmacies pharmacies. They were called apothecaries. Everybody knew that plants and stuff worked. So they first synthetic that, and then they ban the original. That's what a body snatcher does. It doesn't just take over. It gets rid of the original. It gets rid of the bona fide because it's the counterfeit. So when we have the United Nations Executive Director of the World Food Program coming out and saying 135 million people are going to starve to death because of COVID. It's not COVID. It's the lockdown that's killing real people. So when you've got some virtue signaling hero wearing their mask, even when the governor of Texas and others have said you don't have to, virtue signaling to you, that's just getting you ready for the forced inoculation. And the shutdown is killing millions of people as we speak. That's the reality. And if Trump starts talking about that, and if we start talking about that and get back in their face where they're the moral high ground, they're saving everyone, and they're these great people, and we go, no, you're the ones doing this, it's game over. Now, I've looked at this UN guy, and I've studied him. I don't think overall he's a Satanist. Because a really smart Satanist would go out and get a well-spoken guy that means well to raise money. So he's like, we got 130 million dying. We need money. Well, okay, because of the policies your agency put out that is supposedly our boss now. So you make it an issue about this, not about, oh, give money to the UN to then feed starving people, which they won't even do. The plan is to kill them. You explain it's the UN doing this that then always siphons the money off and doesn't help people. It's game over. And I feel a huge responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. If there was one African child or one Middle Eastern child or one Asian child or one Eastern European child or one Latin American child that I met and I talked to and I said to them, I'm going to try to help you. And then if I didn't deliver to them, my life would be ruined. Well, you have millions of children right now that don't know what's going on. They know mom and dad's lost the job. They know they're eating bugs. They know mom's down the river trying to get snails to eat. They know their sister just died. Their brother just died. They just get skinny. They get sick. And that's how when the globalists threaten to kill me or put me in prison, I'm like, really? You're like starving little kids to death. I'm like, well, there's too many of them. Then you die first. You know, the day Bill Gates gets up on TV and he takes a ice pick and just shoves it right in his eye and goes, there's so many people. I'll say, well, I got respect for that guy. But until then, I don't wish any harm against Bill Gates. My point is, you want us to die, but you don't ever decide it's you that needs to die. In your little pink shirts, you look non-threatening. You know, if Hitler wore pink shirts, he'd have won. And now Zuckerberg wears pink sweaters. It's all just because they know genetically you're not, you know, like a black uniform's coming to get you. It says a little pink shirt. Like, I got a shot for you. I got a pink shirt. You can shove that pink shirt up your ass. Be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, or beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Lock the door! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! We're in danger, so please listen to me. It's something terrible. Please, you're next. Here they are. They're already here.
The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows. Sleep.
Ellen, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human. Now. The classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion. nation of the Body Snatchers.
Been choking out on air. It's just that 26 plus years on air and everything we've done is coming to this point right now. It's so epic. People overuse the term epic, but this is the epic time. These are the times to try men and women's souls. Wow. Think about the UN World Food Program head, director of World Food Program, saying 135 million people are starving to death right now. And we know those numbers are real. It's like 10 million a year usually. It wasn't going to be 30 million. Now it's this. There's a total shutdown of the entire system. I have a huge stack of just redline, insane, crazy. Like, your pension funds are gone. I'm not trying to scare people. But at least you're not going to be dead. Because they think you have bought into the fear of this virus so much that they can just carte blanche, do whatever they want. These evil people cooked this all up. They even did tabletop exercises, admitted it all. And if we buy into it and go along with it, we deserve it. I'm not a Stockholm Syndrome kind of guy, though. And I just want the people doing all this to know that the tens of millions are starving to death, it's your fault, Bill Gates. It's your fault, YouTube CEO. It's your fault, Sundar Pichai, Google. It's your fault, Democratic Party, and it's President Trump's fault if he goes along with it. You know, I was the guy 10 weeks ago that went, hey, this is a big thing in China. They're going to use this to shut things down. They're going to have the Democrats shut things down. They're going to make Trump look like he's behind the curve by not going along with some of it. He's got to at least say he's worried to take control of it. That didn't mean go the whole panic road. And we were right about that from a Machiavellian view. But maybe we were wrong. Maybe Trump was right up front to just say it's all a hoax. I was wrong. President Trump was right. I had people whisper in my ear and like, oh, we'll play politics. And, you know, who knows how really bad it is. And then when it isn't that bad, Trump will be a hero. And I'm like, okay, yeah, and they'll blame Trump for it. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So let them blame him. But you see the trap now. It never ends. It never stops. Newsom says, you can't go to the beach now. How dare you go get sun? Stay in your house and die. And, you know, David Beasley of the World Health Food Program, the director of it, he's up there collecting money for the UN. They'll never deliver. They'll do a few PR stunts with a Angelina Jolie. Oh, here, little African child. I'm so nice to you. Here's your bag of rice, starving black baby. When they engineered the whole thing and admit they want depopulation and admit that they say that person is subhuman. And just because they brainwash black people to hate me because I'm trying to, like, stop this doesn't mean I'd, like, go, well, okay, well, just go along, go ahead and kill the black people then. The general public's brainwashed as well. And I don't take any sick solace in this, but I do in that I don't receive it. I don't accept it and chortle in it. But, I mean, still, to know something is to do it. You know what I mean? All you dumbasses that love kissing ass and love Stockholm Syndrome and love complying, your world's over. And I don't take pleasure in all the dead kids and the starving people, but you're getting what you asked for. Like those of you that don't care, but, oh, you virtue signal all your whole life, and, oh, you love brown people so much, all this crap, when your whole movement's about killing their asses, I can just sit back and go, huh, you're about to get some big old sermons of what you've been doing, so you go ahead and kiss your ass goodbye. Because it's not going to be Alex Jones that's coming to kill your ass. I don't run around in the middle of people's neighborhood stepping on dog crap. You're going down by your own decisions. And you're as dead as they come. So enjoy that. The Christian hedge, what the West built, England advanced slavery, all the world, all that's been, you just threw that aside for your virtue signaling. And now you think you're safe in this world you created. All you've done is destroy your own atmosphere. So I hope you enjoy yourselves. Because you're going to get a big old heaping helping. And your little left, well, I mean, there's too many third world people. Yeah, well, too many of you. You're going to die. How about that? And you killed yourself. So step up. All you left is there's too many people. Slit your wrist today. Take those pills today. Get out of the way now. I hope you don't commit suicide, but you just keep telling us how we're bad. Well, then, before all these little kids die, how about you get up there first? You know, the earth can only do so much. Well, walk the plank. Show us how it's done. Show us how the big man dies. Show us, Bill Gates. Show us how the big man does it. I respect Bill Gates if he like got a 357 Magnum on air and said there's too many people just blew his hat off. But see, I'd always no harm upon Bill Hicks or Bill Gates or the Easter Bunny. That was a little joke for the internet. I just don't know what to do about something like this where these people want eternal war and eternal death and eternal corruption. Another Bill Clinton, is up there with his youth brigades he wants to turn loose on us. Let's play a clip of the UN Food Health Ed. Here it is.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
So that's the name of the whole show today. We're live right now. But 300,000, the UN says 300,000 starving to death, 300,000 could starve to death a day under COVID lockdown. But the left's like, well, I mean, there are too many brown people. And you're like, but you're the one. Because, see, they know the average Christian cares about everybody, no matter what color you are, pink, brown, whatever. But see, they go to us, oh, do what we say, it hurts the brown people. But they're the ones hurting the brown people.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.